It is the review on the Anfield Wrap, Dan, Neil and Sean. So go through the madness of Newcastle United 3, Liverpool 3. We'll start at the very, very top, Sean. Three changes. In a bit of hindsight, it might look like he was having a look at Quansah at right back towards the end of that City game for this one. Now, I did think this, you know, after the game was one that was probably tailor-made for Conor Bradley, especially if you're deciding not to, to start Trent. For his energy and his ability to get forward. But there's other factors there, isn't there, with Quansah, maybe the height factor we mentioned on the last show. I think it's clear that you'll probably go into more on the build-up, but it's clear that he wanted maybe an extra out ball and a free man in one of the defenders, probably Robertson, so that the other three can tuck over. And then, you know, from a Newcastle perspective, it is just, and it goes on to be so such a bonus that they get Joe Linton and Isaac both on the pitch.
Yeah, big bonus for Newcastle in terms of their selection. It's worth saying that when you're coming into this fixture, Slot and Liverpool will be more aware than anything that we, you know, talk about on this show. But you're going into a Newcastle side that have had the extra day recovery. It is, you know, all about the wind and the weather up there at this time of year on a night game. And in addition to that, you're dealing with a Newcastle team that concede quite a lot of shots. They're very difficult to create good chances against. And they're a little bit Man City-esque defensively in the way that they'll press really high. They're very dangerous at, you know, you could classify it as high press shots. They're very dangerous at winning the ball back against you high. But then the minute you beat that press, they just want to drop deep, defend the edge of the box, regroup, get men behind the ball, try and be hard to play against. And they're not really going to open you up with great, silky attacking play. And that is, that combined with another couple of factors is probably why against Arsenal, Man City and Liverpool, they've been so dangerous at Sir James's Park, and why you'll see them play against weaker opposition and go, are they any good? And unfortunately, because we're one of the top teams, you have to judge them against what you're coming in against. So I think before you even come to selection, I think the biggest challenge you've got as a manager of Liverpool, City, less so Arsenal, is what do I want to do in the first half an hour? Are we going to take the view? Okay, the carrot's dangling. They want to come and high press us. We're just going to play through you and we're going to hurt you. And that's what we do. That's what we're about. That is it. Or do you turn around and say, no, I'm going to the other extreme. Actually, we're just not going to do that. I'm not going to take that risk. We might get it right 9 times out of 10. I'm not willing to risk against these that one occasion when that doesn't happen.